New South Wales are on the brink of the Sheffield Shield title. After rain hit fourth day, Southern closed 326 runs ahead of Western Australia, knowing that a draw will be enough. Resuming on 46 for 2, losing both overs for Ducks yesterday, Jason Boendorff made Ben Roe his second wicket, but the rain arrived soon after, with a score on 59 for 3. The damage had already been done for the Warriors, so they could only mount a partial recovery from 23 for 5 on day 3, to make 180 in reply to Blues 447. Mitchell Marsh had unbeaten 92, but Josh Hazlewood stole the headlines and ended with career best figures of 6 for 50. Defending county champions Durham closed on 39 for 1 in their second innings at the halfway stage of the traditional champion county match against the MCC in Abu Dhabi. They had made 248 on day 1, thanks to 50s from Keaton Jennings and Scott Borthwick, as Monty Panesar took 5 for 63 and Carl Hogg 4 for 35. MCC then replied with 282, as Lewis Rees and Daniel Bell Drummond hit half centuries of their own and 112 for the second wicket. Jamie Harrison kept the MCC lead down to just 34, however, by ending with 5 of 60. North Zone the first side through to the final of India's Deodar Trophy, after thrashing South Zone by 100 runs today in Visakhapatnam. Despite slipping to 63 for 4, mainly thanks to in-form Vinay Kumar, North posted 265 for 7 in their 50 overs. Rajat Paliwal and Gurkarat Singh led the recovery, with a fifth wicket partnership worth 151. Gurkarat was finally removed by Vinay for 77 off 66 balls. Paliwal remained until the end, and finished 107 off 113. Robin Rutapa and Babar Aparajith gave South an excellent start, with an opening stand of 72 inside 14 overs. Have they departed in consecutive overs, with Karan Nair the only man to prosper thereafter, with an undefeated 51. Spinners Parvez Rasool and Harbhajan Singh tore through the middle and lower orders, en route to 3 wickets apiece. Central Zone will play West Zone in the other semi-final tomorrow, after the form of triumph yesterday over East Zone in a low-scoring quarter-final. Piyush Chawla took 5 for 38, as Easter bowled out for only 194 after electing to bat. However, Ashok Dinda, Abu Nakeem and Lakshmi Shukla ensured that it wasn't a straightforward run chase, but taking at least 2 wickets apiece. Naman Oja played a crucial role from number 4, ending on 65 of 84 balls, as Central won by 2 wickets with 7 overs to spare. Nondescript atop of Sri Lanka's Premier League tournament table with a round of matches to play. They're more than 10 points ahead of Moore Sports Club, who predictably drew their match with St Lee's Sports Club yesterday. Resuming day 4 soon in their first innings, SSC was soon bowled out for 400, conceding a lead of 37. Moores didn't make any attempt to force the win, and raced to 401 for 4 while the team shook hands. Ashada Fernando and Irosh Samara Surya both hit fluent centuries and shed 190 for the second wicket. Moores take on 5th place for Garma in their final match, while Nondescripts will play SSC. Panadura Sports Club will play Saracens Sports Club in the playoff match beginning on Friday, with only the winner playing Premier League cricket next season. That was after Saracens won the emerging tournament, and Panadura collapsed to another defeat at the hands of plate championship winners Colts. Panadura opener Malith Chaturanga did 113, but they still mustered only 213 in their second innings, as Dilawan Pereira and Satish Pathirana each recorded 5 wicket hauls. This left Colts needing 194 in their fourth innings, and they cruised home by 7 wickets. Harsha Bithana and Banuka Rajapaksa both hit 50s, while Melinda Sirawardner ended on 48 not out of only 35 deliveries. The other remaining plate match saw Air Force Sports Club and Chilaw Marians complete the draw. Air Force number 3 Dushan Vimukthi hit 174, while Shiloh Dalanka made 93. They collapsed to be all out for 367, flying to Chilaw Marians 486. Umesh Karunaratne ended with 5 for 80. Chilaw Marians then ended the match on 149 for 3 in their second innings, with skipper Sahan Rajaratne unbeaten on 52. All of which means that Bloomfield Cricket and Athletic Club finish in second behind plate champions Colts, with Chilaw Marians in third, Air Force in fourth, Badi Aurelia Sports Club in fifth, head of the bottom side Panadura. Southern Rocks remain unbeaten in Zimbabwe's Pro 50 Championship, after a comfortable 33-run win over Matabeleland Tuskers yesterday. Spinners Keith Debengwa and John Nyumbo shared 7 wickets, as Rocks were bowled out for 216, with Luke Jonwa and Tendai Chisoro falling not far short of 50. Godwin Mamia led in an undefeated 70 in the Tuskers' run chase, but there's little else of note, and they were bundled out for only 183. Mashonaland Eagles are second, to winning a remarkable match against Midwest Rhinos. Rhinos are bought out for just 88, as Tufazza Muzawetu marks this day debut with 5-17. Fellow debutant Kudakwashi Basikoro then also took 5-17 in the Eagles' run chase, as they scraped home by just 3 wickets, to collapse from 60-2 to be 75-7 at one stage. And there were comfortable wins for Auckland and Wellington, and a closer one for leaders Northern Districts over Canterbury, in the ultimate round of group matches in New Zealand's Ford Trophy. The Knights now guaranteed a spot in the first preliminary final, and will play either Canterbury, Auckland or Wellington, with the other two of those sides to contest the second preliminary final.